The following is the audio version of a video released at peakprosperity.com. Visit peakprosperity.com to watch the video and to find other insightful content such as articles, discussion forums, and exclusive subscriber-only content.
Something with 2,000 or more foot-pounds of energy coming into this soft spot right here is going to do exactly what you suspect it's going to do. It's going to keep going straight until it meets a significant opposing force that can redirect it.
In America,
we are back trying to do everything we can to recreate the condition of the shot that killed Charlie Kirk. Welcome to this Citizens Investigation. I'm your host, investigator Chris Martinson, and let's dive right into this because, you know, here's the setup. What we're trying to do, of course, is figure out, could the putative shooting position on the Losi building that is allegedly where Tyler Robinson took the shot from, with that angle that goes down 140 yards away, and the 30-06 hitting Charlie right about here, not in the middle where you would, there was spine behind it, but way over to the side here. And the question is, could that human neck have stopped a 30-06? So what did we have to do? We are doing ballistic performance tests in pig roasts. And of course, today's episode will bring us more troubling conclusions for the murder narrative that's out there. So what did we do? Here's the setup. We took 55 separate shots using six different 30-06 loads, because we don't know what load he used, right? Which specific round he used. And we shot 10 different roasts, so some of them got shot multiple times. And let's look at the results. 100% through and through. Not one got stopped. Worse, we couldn't even get any clear evidence that any of them had even deflected. You're going to really be surprised by today's results. Now, this is just sort of what it looks like here. You know, we shot this one here. You can see, you know, the holes. This was just a pork roast with no bone in it. This is just a boneless, straight through. And you see a hole there, and you see holes in the backstop over here. These are just clean through and throughs. And we shot these things, I don't know, I think Nick shot these, I don't know, 10 times each or something. Anyway, just nothing happened. Through and through, all the different loads, they all went, nothing happened, nothing to report. They just went straight on through. This is what the setup looked like. So we had backstops up there so we could tell what happened. Where did the bullet go through? What did it hit when it came through? And we shot hanging ones with big bones in them, and we did every configuration we could think of and shot them with every possible load we could imagine. And today we're going to take you through what we found with two new loads that we decided we had to test, because we don't know. So we had to try everything from a little to a lot. And before I go any further, let me just say this. I see that there's a lot of people out there saying that people are grifting off of Charlie's murder. That's not what I'm doing here. I am interested in the truth. We're going to turn off ad monetization. We spent a little over $10,000 doing this, including time of my staff and buying components, obviously pork, not cheap, etc., and buying cameras. So we're putting our money into this, and we're not going to get anything back from it. It's not about that. It's about getting to the truth, because it matters. It matters a lot. And by the way, the hardest time ever to go after the truth is when it's fresh. It's really hard to do the right thing in the moment. Remember during COVID, you know, it was really hard to be somebody who was in the right early on, because you had all these doctors and public officials and censoring apparatus and all this telling you, or telling me, or telling us that we were wrong, and we weren't. So let me just put that right on the table. All right. So what did we do for the experiments we're going to watch today? These are really, I think these are very definitive in many ways. So we used pork shoulder picnic roast. That means it's up here. It's from this part. This technically is the humerus of the pig. So this is my humerus here. Yeah. But it actually operates kind of like a femur in terms of its density, because, of course, the pig walks on all four legs. So it's a very, very dense bone right here. This is the shoulder roast right here. So we got a couple of those. And two things we're going to do here. We're using two different rounds now to sort of begin bookending the experiments. Before, we did the 150 grain full metal jacket. We did a 220 grain soft point. That's a beast of a round. Oh my goodness. That's for moose and bears and stuff. We did a 180 grain hollow point. It was a ballistic tip, a BT ballistic tip, but it operates like a hollow point, which means it expands very quickly. This time we're trying two things. One, all the way on the far end, the lightest load we could find for a 30-06. And so this is because some people said, well, what if he was using old ammunition, implying that it would be degraded and would be traveling slowly? Of course, problem. If you have really poor performing ammunition, it's not going to be terribly accurate. It's going to drop a lot more than you suspect. You would have to have a whole box of degraded ammunition, all equally degraded, sight all of that in so that you knew exactly how bad it was going to fall off. The idea that somebody would have a gun sighted for good ammunition and then they accidentally grab bad ammunition, the chance of them being accurate downrange is low, vanishingly low. So this stuff is by Hornady. It's 125 grains. That's the weight of the bullet itself. And the overall cartridge has a very low muzzle energy for a 30-06. Still a ton by any other measure, but 2,000 foot-pounds of muzzle energy. And of course, that drops off very quickly as you go down range. And the other round we tried was also 125 grains. This one coming out at a fairly respectable 3,140 feet per second. It says on the box here. The ballistic table has it at 3,139. Same difference. Energy about 2,730-ish foot-pounds. But watch how these drop off. If you were out here at 500 yards, that's what that 500 means, you would have 710 foot-pounds. So out here at 100, he's at 140. So squint between those two numbers. It's somewhere between 2,100 and 1,600 foot-pounds, probably closer to the 2,100 because 140 is closer to 100 than 200. So let's imagine it's 1,800 foot-pounds coming off. That's what we would expect. Now, Nick was shooting and ran all these tests and everything. Nick did a fantastic job categorizing everything. If you knew Nick, you know he's just very, very diligent. He's going to make sure all the details are right, and he's going to be very fastidious about it. And he was. So this, again, shooting from 100 yards away, not 140, but that's because we had a spot on Nick's property where we could shoot downhill at the same downward angle and also offset a tiny bit. And so that's what we did. We felt it was more important to offset the angles than getting the distance exactly right. Guess what? It wasn't going to make any difference at all. Here's a hot load. This is a one of these picnic roasts. The bone is just, you can see the edge of the bone right here. Bone's hanging through about like this. And this shot you're about to watch strikes about in the center, goes right through the bone. Here's the paper behind it. Notice that there are no holes in it at this point. And the shot comes in, and it's just going to replay that over and over here for so you can see it. So again, the shot's coming in downhill like this, from here to here. It's coming in on a downward angle, and it goes all the way straight through, and you can watch all this stuff blowing out the back here. Some of that is bone, some of that's pig ejecta from the pork roast itself, some of it probably some plywood. So that's what it looks like, and this shot just went absolutely straight through, as did all the other ones. Of course, we tried very hard to figure out how straight through they went. And so we had a dowel. Nick had a dowel that you'd put through the hole, but sometimes it was such a mess in there, like it's hard to tell what is the hole. It was so destroyed. You could find the front hole, but the back would be a giant missing crater or something like that. Okay. So that was the hot load. Now, that one coming out the back, we can see here very clearly, this is what exit wounds look like. In this case, this is the shot that hit the bone. And the reason that hole is so big and raggedy is not because the bullet has expanded that much. It may have fragmented. We don't know. We didn't capture the bullet. But what's happening is, yes, it's the bullet. The bullet may have fragmented. Don't know. But it's carrying along chunks of bone that it's accelerated to speeds that punch right through the skin. And then here's an exit wound down here, this smaller circle, where it's just coming through all the muscle and the fiber and the fat and everything without hitting bone. So again, Charlie was struck right here, drawing a straight line from the shooting position we were supposed to be led to believe was the shooting position, drawing a straight line from there to this dot right here on his neck. It would be coming straight out the back of his neck here, and it would not be hitting any bones unless the bullet took a turn. So now we're starting to think, how can we get a bullet to take a turn? And this is what we really want to do. We want to figure out, could we get a round, any round, to stop? That's what we're trying to do. So we work really hard at that. And then here's the experiment that came along. So we took one of these roasts. I've outlined here, there's a big old humerus bone running about like this. It's at an angle, okay? And so what we were thinking is, well, okay, what if Charlie was leaning over more than we calculated? Because we have an image of him. He's slumped, you know, he's not slumped, but I mean, he's slouched a little bit. And we wanted to, you know, what if there's a little lean here? And so we took this humerus bone, which again, this thing is solid. This is the equivalent. It's like a femur. It's a pig bone. It's like the walls on it are about a quarter inch thick and it's just solid. If you took it out and hit somebody on the head, you'd hurt them. So we took that and slanted it. Here was the idea. Hypothesis. We could at least maybe get the bullet to deflect. We thought maybe here's the bullet coming in at this angle here and it would somehow bounce off of this thing and go downwards. If not, maybe completely. What we were hoping was, could we get it to bounce straight down and not even violate the backdrop at all? Nick had his laser finder with him, so he put a laser down. So this is the actual angle of the shot that's going to be taken. This is the dowel not going through an actual shot, but it's lined up with the laser uphill. So from where the shot was taken, you can see the downward angle on this. And again, the bone is going to be like this. So you can see the angle here. These two should be angled. Sometimes when bullets encounter bones and they're going slow enough, they can travel along them or be severely deflected by them. So that was the setup. We wanted to see, could we get the bullet to deflect, or even better, because this would violate the null, our base hypothesis. Our hypothesis is there was no chance. I mean, well, the null hypothesis is Charlie's neck stopped a bullet. The alternative hypothesis is, no, it probably couldn't have. And so what we were trying to figure out, could we violate our hypothesis and, put more emphasis on the null hypothesis being a possibility. Okay. Again, spoiler alert, I already told you we took 55 shots and none of them were stopped by anything. So let's watch it together. This is with the reduced recoil load. The thinking was, hey, we're going to shoot the lightest 30-06 load we could buy that would hit a bone at an angle, and maybe that would make a difference. That's the whole setup. That's what we're trying to do here. So let's see what happens. Oh, okay. Before we go too much further, I just want to say, this is why we run experiments like this. So one of the experiments you never saw anybody run concerning the JFK assassination was putting a human head analog on, say, a fence post and shooting it and having that thing fly back towards the gun, because force equals mass times acceleration. The force of the bullet is pushing out, is pushing this way. So watch this again and watch the center mass of this whole thing get pushed this way. Also relevant for Charlie Kirk assassination, because he's sitting there and he gets shot, but his whole head isn't being thrown backwards like this. If the bullet somehow came in here, somehow magically took a hard turn and went and hit his spine, you would expect some of that transfer to go like that. We saw a lot of cavitation, right? We saw this whole overpressure and swelling and things like that, because somehow that bullet dumped its energy down here below the clavicle level is how we interpret that. I mean, yes, his neck overpressured too, but watch this again and watch the motion of the roast, and it goes boom. It's flying that way. You can clearly see it's being pushed by the bullet. Okay, now we're going to step through this frame by frame so you can see this. No shot. Here's the first shot. Let me pause on number one right here. This is the first frame where we can detect that the bullet is struck. It's already punched a hole in the backdrop here. You can clearly see, I don't know what's coming out. I'm going to guess it's bone and fat and gristle. You can see a little bit of stuff spraying back out this way. This is one of the main critiques some people have, including myself, that if a human is shot in the neck with a 30-06, there's going to be some spray. There's going to be an exit wound. If even it isn't just going to tear out this whole side from the overpressure or whatever. But here you can see what it looks like when it's shot. That's the second frame, third frame. This is running, I think, at 460 frames a second. So each of these is a little slice, 1/460th of a second after the next one. And boom, stuff's flying around. You can see this big old hole back here, which is composed of the bullet hole itself, but also all this spray of stuff, bone chips, fat, gristle, muscle, maybe other fragments of the bone. We don't know. So let's watch that again. Again, this was our chance. We're just trying. Can we just get the bullet to deflect even? And I'm not sure we didn't. I don't think it even deflected slightly. And this is after it's absolutely crushing a solid humerus bone. Boom. Bang. Chunks flying everywhere. That's what you get. And this is with the lightest 30-06 round we could find for ourselves out there in the open market. Now, it's always possible that maybe somebody hand-loaded some, or it was even more poorly, you know, energized than that. It's always possible. But anything that is roughly a 30-06 is going to do an immense amount of damage, because that's the ballistic characteristics of this round. It is a beast of a round. Does an immense amount of damage. Yep. And see it all flying around. The other thing you can see very briefly in this is if you watch carefully, you'll see the whole thing over pressure for just a frame or two there when it gets struck. It goes like that, right? That's the same thing. That overpressure is because that energy that's getting dumped in there creates a cavitation channel, and that cavitation is just an expansion of fluid, which hates being expanded or contracted, so it has to puff out like that. Creates a pretty big challenge for a living animal to survive that cavitation alone. All right, so this is putting the dowel through the hole in that piece after all is said and done. That's what happened. It just went straight on through the bone, came straight on out the back, but with a much larger exit wound, obviously, than entrance wound. And this is an exit wound also from the light load, but it didn't hit bone. But this is the one that you just watched right there. This gets a little gory, so if you don't like, you know, it's just pork, so stick with me. But when we opened it up, when Nick opened it up, right around here is where the bullet entered, and then it came and it went through here and out the back. So you can see in here that all this, if you can't make sense of it, it's because it's basically bone dust, chips, fragments, red paste. It's just really just super mangled. And here's that wound channel from another direction, bullet striking about here, entering out the back. You can see again, it's just been dustified. And that's that. Now, this is why I do what I do and why we do what we do at Peak Prosperity, because the magic bullet theory that we're supposed to entertain right now is that Charlie was struck in the throat about here. This would have been the angle of trajectory, but somehow we heard that the C2 through C6 vertebral column elements were destroyed, so it had to either go, and it was lodged under the right near the T1, right about here. So the bullet would have had to somehow go up and come back, and we don't know how to interpret this, but of course we have no autopsy reports, so we don't know. We just don't know. No x-rays. This could all be accidentally wrong hearsay, or who knows? Don't know. But logic bender here, put this out, and It just doesn't make a lot of sense how this all is supposed to come together. So that's what we've done. And if I could just, let me just back this all the way up to the top here real quick so that we can talk this through. Here's what we did again. We shot 55 separate shots, Nick did, and the result was through and through. All of this is categorized. You don't have to take our word for it if you don't want to. If you say, I want to see every single video, we have every single one of these got recorded. And except maybe one where I think the camera was a little funkadoo, but at any rate, we recorded everything. We have all the results, and we used everything from 150 grain full metal jackets. We used 180 grain ballistic tips. Those are actually behave like hollow points. We have 220 grain soft points. We have here a 125 grain soft point and another 125 grain, ballistic tip. So, that's, this is supposed to say five loads. One, two, three, four, five. Yeah, sorry, five separate loads. So that's what we got. And don't know why I wrote six up there. My bad. Five separate loads. Every one of them went through and through. So that's why we do what we do. We run the experiments and we see if we can recreate this. We've had a lot of people explain to us we're wrong because somebody's uncle shot a deer, and that didn't happen, but this is the closest we can come to recreating the actual conditions, because the human neck is a very weak thing, particularly way over here on the side. Put just poke your own finger in your own neck, and you'll just like it's there's like no resistance, you know, for like a knuckle before anything begins to happen. And that's inconceivable to us at this point in time, based on our results here, that a 30-06 round on the stated trajectory, right? This is important. From that shooter's perch on the Losi building, from that stated trajectory, that would have done anything other than just gone clean through. And it would have been a clean through unless it was going to really just blow things out the back. That's just how the data stacks up right now. I'm not saying that he wasn't shot with a 30-06. Could have been, but it would have had to have been from a different position. A place up higher where that round was coming down, enters the throat here, but then is already being directed through its vector of thrust, this vector of energy, down into the body. That's a possibility. But from the stated shooting position, this becomes a really difficult, untenable, sort of an unworkable proposition. And, you know, we get a lot of pushback from this because people tell us, oh, but bullets do weird things. No, it may seem that way, but bullets are part of the physical world and they correspond to Newtonian mechanics, which is a fancy way of saying that a body in motion will remain in motion until a force acts on it. If bullets do weird things, it's because they encounter something that creates a force that has to counter their force as they push off. Something with 2,000 or more foot-pounds of pressure of energy coming into this soft spot right here is going to do exactly what you suspect it's going to do. It's going to keep going straight until it meets a significant opposing force that can redirect it. And in our case, we couldn't even get a solid pig bone to really meaningfully redirect these rounds. And that's just our experimental results. If anybody can come up with different results, we're all ears, of course. We love the data. And but at this point, data is going to speak louder than anecdotes or trust me bros or anonymous accounts explaining to us that we don't know what we're talking about, which is like it's a thing on X right now if you spend any time there. And if you don't, good on you. So I'm going to take this off now, and just any comments you have, let me know what you think, and we'll be back with more. But I don't know. I don't think we're going to be doing many more shooting experiments. I think we pretty well for ourselves ruined enough meat, ran enough tests, tried enough loads. Maybe if we get new information about something that there was an exotic round that was in the gun that was alleged to have been used, we'll test that out. But until then, I think we're done with this part of the experiment set, satisfying ourselves that we could not get a single round to meaningfully deflect, let alone stop under almost any circumstance. I mean, all the circumstances that we derived, including ones that would have been far harsher than being struck in the soft spot of the neck here, going through solid pig humerus bones, which you can think of as a femur if you want. All right, with that, thanks very much, everybody. Comments, concerns, questions, let's discuss. Till next time, bye for now.